Greetings, this is Pastor Jeff Riddle from Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia, and this is an audio version of a book review that I have written. The book under review is by J. Ryan Davidson. It's titled Green Pastures, subtitled A Primer on the Ordinary Means of Grace. It was published by Reformed Baptist Academic Press in 2019, and it is 107 pages in length. My review of this book first appeared in the Puritan Reformed Journal, Volume 13, Number 2, in the July 2021 issue, and it can be found on pages 258 to 259. Here now is the review. J. Ryan Davidson is pastor of Grace Baptist Chapel in Hampton, Virginia, and a doctoral candidate at the Free University of Amsterdam in pastoral theology and church history. This slim volume, based on a sermon series, is a popular-level practical study of the ordinary means of grace. The work consists of six short chapters, the first of which provides an introductory overview of the ordinary means of grace, as set out in the Second London Baptist Confession, Chapter 14, Paragraph 1. Compare the Westminster Confession of Faith, Chapter 14, Paragraph 1. The next four chapters are devoted in turn to describing in great detail one of each of these means: the ministry of the Word in chapter 2, baptism in chapter 3, the Lord's Supper in chapter 4, and prayer in chapter 5. The sixth and final chapter reflects on how Christ shepherds his flock by these means. Davidson offers a distinctively confessional view of these means from a 1689 angle. The ministry of the Word is affirmed as the centerpiece of the church, page 42. Baptism and the Lord's Supper are visible sermons, see pages 53 and 69. And each may rightly be called not only an ordinance, but also a sacrament, see pages 49 and 50 and page 93. Baptism is not, quote, a celebration of what we have done, but a proclamation of what God has done and our connection to it through faith, end quote, page 52. The Lord's Supper is not a bare memorial, but, quote, the presence of Christ is here, end quote, pages 64 and 65. The author successfully aims at a general audience with the goal of developing the spiritual disciplines and strengthening churchmanship. The closing chapter notes how Christ, as the Good Shepherd, provides the right food, that is the Word, the proper rhythm, that is the Lord's Day, and a safe sheep pen, that is the church, for his flock. Each chapter also concludes with a set of study questions, which might be well used to spur discussion in a short-term Bible study or Sunday school class for students of all ages. This book is warmly recommended for personal devotional reading and for teaching within the church. Here ends my review. You can receive audio book reviews and book notes like this one, Word Magazine podcasts, and sermons by subscribing to Christ Reformed Baptist Church's sermon audio feed on iTunes by searching for Christ Reformed Baptist Church. For video material, you can subscribe to the Word Magazine channel on YouTube. You can also find written book reviews, notes, and articles on my blog, jeffriddle.net. And you can follow me on Twitter at Riddle1689.